Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So recently I did a survey of some family and friends and some church friends of mine, about 50 people total. And I asked them, you know, how many of them, you know, took supplements. And it was, I think about 65% of, it was about 50 total, about 65% said they took supplements. But here's, when I started asking about specific nutrients, I thought this was kind of surprising. Only about 10% take CoQ10. And about half of these, my friends and family members that were surveyed, never even really heard of CoQ10. Matter of fact, there were a couple of them that were taking CoQ10, and they really didn't know why. It turns out they were on a medication called a statin drug that lowers cholesterol, so their doctor told them to. So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I guess I have to, because I think that's way too low. I consider CoQ10 to be one of my four foundational supplements, right? Got a multivitamin, the omega-3 oils, probiotic, and, of course, CoQ10. And I guess I was assuming more people who take supplements would be taking CoQ10, and they're not. So let's talk again about why I think it's important to take this foundational nutrient. First of all, CoQ10, the full name is coenzyme Q10. What does that mean? It means that it's not an enzyme, but it helps enzymes. Coenzyme, a partner with enzymes. It turns out in the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, where food, energy, and oxygen come together to make ATP, adenosine triphosphate. That's your energy currency for the cell. It's a high-energy molecule. When you break it up, it releases energy to drive cell function. And there are several steps, series of steps, chemical reactions that occur to make ATP, and they're run by enzymes. There's several enzymes that are involved in the production of, you know, energy currency. And CoQ10 helps those enzymes. If you take CoQ10 out, those enzymes can't work as efficiently, and you're not going to make near as much ATP as the cell actually needs. That's why it's so important. It turns out CoQ10 is also just a good antioxidant. Now, I know there was a study recently, and I talked about this study, questioning CoQ10 as an antioxidant, but that was just one study. As of now, based on other studies, CoQ10 is also a really good antioxidant. So it's a nutrient that supports healthy mitochondria function, healthy ATP production, and it's an antioxidant. Very, very important. That's why I consider it foundational. And it turns out as we get older, we lose the amount of CoQ10 in our cells. I think the classic way that more and more people understand the way CoQ10 is depleted is when you take, like I mentioned before, the statin medications. Statin drugs, Lipitor, that's the big one out there. Crestor was a drug I actually worked on with at AstraZeneca several years ago. And these statin medications deplete CoQ10. So that's why doctors more and more, they should be at least, giving CoQ10 with statins. But it turns out it's not just statins that deplete CoQ10, just the aging process does. And as a matter of fact, one study looked at, it concluded that statins can reduce plasma CoQ10 levels by 40%, but normal aging by 72%. So just getting older, you lose CoQ10. And I had a question recently by a listener, why do I always talk about losing things as we get older? We lose hormones, we lose antioxidants. Now I'm telling you, we lose CoQ10. That's because the cells that produce these compounds and these hormones just aren't able to function as well. And that's why we lose the ability to produce and maintain these important nutrients like CoQ10. So now let's go back to taking CoQ10 on a daily basis as a foundational nutrient. There's two basic forms of CoQ10 on the market, ubiquinone and ubiquinol. You definitely want to do the ubiquinol form. That's the form that absorbs up to 8 times better than the original ubiquinone. There's even an added ingredient that I know Life Extension uses, and I'm not sure if other companies do this, but it's called Shilajit. It's peat moss. or it's a compound from peat moss that is a that's been known for centuries as a vitality nutrient. Turns out when you add Shilajit to CoQ10, you deliver more of the CoQ10 to the mitochondria, so you get more delivery to the actual target organelle in the cell called a mitochondria. So you know at Life Extension we talk a lot about CoQ10 with Shilajit, and of course it's the ubiquinol form of CoQ10. So I think you should be taking the ubiquinol form of CoQ10. Whether or not you do it with Shilajit or not, that's up to you. I personally do. I like the combination. I consider it a foundational nutrient. It's, you know, I tease people sometimes when I do lectures, and I've said this before, you know, looking out, you know, maybe there's 100, 150, 200 people, and I'll make a broad statement like, I know how everybody is going to die. I know that sounds kind of morbid, but I'm setting up a message here, but I know how everybody is going to die. Eventually, your cells stop making energy. Now, why they do that, that's different. That could be from cancers, heart disease, whatever, but the how is you stop making cell energy. And when that happens, the heart fails, the muscles fail, the nerve fail, the brain fail. I mean, it just fails. And so, a matter of fact, most of the original longevity research looked at loss of cell energy production. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, if we're dying off, it means if our cells are dying and eventually we die, it must mean we're not functioning, and so maybe we're losing our energy connection. So, you know, that's why it's foundational. It really goes to living healthier longer. But, you know, it's not just about longevity. I mean, CoQ10 has all kinds of benefits. Let me just review some of the benefit to the heart. You know, we know that, you know, heart failure patients, for instance, these are where, for a variety of reasons, it could be past infections, it could be past heart attacks, valve problems, whatever it is. In some cases, people's hearts don't pump out the blood as well as it should. That's known as ejection fraction. It's the fraction of blood that is actually pumped out to the body. And as your heart becomes weaker and weaker, even just with age, that ejection fraction can drop. Well, several studies support CoQ10 in increasing ejection fraction. As a matter of fact, there was a review that investigated 19 different clinical trials looking at CoQ10 and heart failure. And, you know, what they found was that CoQ10 supplementation could, across the board, in all of these 19 human clinical studies, significantly improved ejection fraction on average of about 4 to 5%. And that, now that you might, I mean, maybe 4 to 5% doesn't mean anything to you, but I can tell you as a medical doctor, a increase of 4 to 5% in ejection fraction is significant. It could be the difference of not being able to get out of bed and being able to get out of bed and do something. And it still baffles me a little bit why CoQ10 is not part of the standard treatment regimen for heart failure patients. There was another, really what I consider a groundbreaking study. It was published in the European Journal of Heart Failure. It was called the Q-Symbio trial, Q standing for CoQ10. And this was a 10-year study that showed the following results. Again, a 10-year study called Q-Symbio. It showed that people who took 100 milligrams of CoQ10 were significantly less likely to die from heart failure, significantly less likely to die from any cause, significantly less likely to have a major adverse cardiac event during the study period compared with controlled subjects. 100 milligrams of CoQ10. So then, preparing for this little review about CoQ10 and my frustration why my friends and family members aren't listening to me, obviously, because they don't take CoQ10, I did a quick PubMed search. I just put in CoQ10, and I could pull up several human clinical studies showing CoQ10 supporting nerve and brain disorders, muscle disorders, mood disorders, chronic fatigue syndrome, heart disorders, obviously, and digestive disorders. Ubiquinol CoQ10 at least 100 milligrams a day is foundational. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.